This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting in Ukraine continues. VOA's Marissa Melton has the latest.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday said the situation at the front lines remains extremely acute, particularly in the eastern Donetsk region, where Russia is stepping up an offensive. In his nightly video address Friday, Zelensky reported major battles for Vuhledar to the southwest of Donetsk and Bakhmut to the northeast. Bakhmut has largely been pulverized by repeated Russian attacks. Ukraine reported that Russian missile strikes killed at least 10 Ukrainian civilians Friday. 20 others were wounded. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Police body cam footage documents the beating of Tyree Nichols in Memphis, Tennessee. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
5 officers confronting and beating Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month. Footage from one officer's body cam shows Nichols being held on the ground by 2 other officers. He's then pepper sprayed. The beating went on for 3 minutes. Nichols left slumped over. In a statement, President Biden says he's outraged after seeing the video and joins Nichols' family in calling for peaceful protest. Demonstrations were being held in Memphis and Washington, D.C. I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea has condemned the decision by the United States to supply Ukraine with advanced battle tanks to help fight off Russians' invasions, saying Washington is escalating a sinister proxy war aimed at destroying Moscow. Comments by the influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un underscore the country's deepening alignment with Russia over the war in Ukraine as it confronts the United States and its Asian allies over its growing nuclear weapons and missile programs. This is VOA News. There's been a deadly attack outside a synagogue in Jerusalem, with more than half a dozen people killed a day after Israeli troops conducted a deadly raid at a West Bank refugee camp. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
Anger and confusion in East Jerusalem after a Palestinian gunman opened fire outside a synagogue during the Jewish Sabbath, leading to deaths and injuries. The 21-year-old gunman was found by police and shot and killed. It's the deadliest attack against Jewish Israelis in years, and it raises the prospect of more bloodshed. Earlier, Palestinian supporters had rallied in Jerusalem to protest the raid at the Jenin refugee camp that left 9 Palestinians dead. After the synagogue attack, Palestinians held celebrations in several locations across the Gaza Strip, handing out large trays of sweets to passersby. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says that he takes full responsibility for after classified documents were found at his Indiana home. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
In his first public comment since the discovery of sensitive materials, Pence said he hadn't been aware that the documents were in his residence, but acknowledged his lack of awareness wasn't an excuse. Pence made the comments at Florida International University, where he was talking about the economy and promoting his new book, So Help Me God. The discovery made public by Pence's team earlier this week marked the latest in a string of recoveries of sensitive papers from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. The Department of Justice was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort and at President Joe Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office. I'm Norman Hall.
Brazil's federal police have searched the home of a nephew of former President Jair Bolsonaro in connection with the January 8th storming of government buildings in a capital by far-right protesters. Police say Leonardo Rodriguez de Jesus, known as by Bolsonaro's supporters as Leo India, was one of the targets of a series of raids that led to 11 arrests in different states. It's the first time a member of Bolsonaro's family has been included in the investigations of the uprising in Brasilia, which underlined the political polarization in Brazil. A comet is streaking back our way after 50,000 years. NASA says the dirty snowball last visited during the Neanderthal times. It will come within 26 million miles of Earth on Wednesday before speeding away again. It may not return for millions of years. It was discovered less than a year ago. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.